Investigators in Europe are now pointing to an Al-Qaeda operative as the mastermind of last month's train bombings in Madrid. Earlier theories involved a local group of mostly Moroccan terrorists who were not necessarily linked to Al-Qaeda. But now suspicion has fallen on a Moroccan who was trained in Afghanistan and may have links to the September 11th attacks in the United States. Once more, that raises the question of how much Al-Qaeda's been weakened by the U.S. war on terrorism, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Just a few days ago, Spanish investigators named Amer El-Azizi as the prime suspect in the March 11th train bombings in Madrid, which killed 191. El-Azizi is still on the run, his whereabouts unknown. So far, 18 suspects have been arrested in Spain. They are believed to be part of the Moroccan Islamic Combat Group, responsible for a deadly bombing in Casablanca last year. At least six other suspects were killed in a blast last weekend in a suburban Madrid apartment building. Police now believe that cell was planning another attack, possibly on a large shopping mall in the Spanish capital. Police in France have also seized 15 suspects, said to be part of the same group. Terrorism specialist Brian Jenkins of the RAND Corporation says the extent of the Madrid plot suggests that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates may have adjusted their goals under pressure from the U.S. war on terrorism.
Their objective is to galvanize Islam, to set off the equivalent of a global intifada. And so the fact that these attacks are taking place around the world is a plus for them.
That picture is at odds with the public statements of current Bush administration officials. Testifying last week before the House International Affairs Committee, the State Department's counterterrorism chief, Kofor Black, described an Al-Qaeda leadership no longer able to maintain operational control of actions around the world.
The Al-Qaeda organization that we engaged before 9/11 and at 9/11 has been put under catastrophic stress. 70% of their leadership has been arrested, detained, or killed. The majority of the rest of them essentially are primarily defensive, concerned primarily about their own personal security. There is a massive global hunt for them underway. It is relentless, 24 hours a day.
At the time of Black's testimony, the information linking Al-Qaeda to the Madrid bombings was sketchy at best. Now it has hardened. Authorities believe Amer El-Azizi, the prime suspect in Madrid, was a member of an Al-Qaeda cell in Spain in 2001 that gave support to Mohammed Atta and other 9/11 hijackers. Investigators say he is an associate of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, whom the U.S. believes is organizing attacks in Iraq now. El-Azizi is also wanted by the FBI because his phone number was found in the phone book of Zacharias Moussaoui, the only individual in the U.S. charged in connection with the 9/11 attacks. Testifying yesterday before the 9/11 Commission, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice was asked, in light of recent terrorist attacks, just how much of a threat Al-Qaeda remains.
I believe that we have really hurt the Al-Qaeda network. We have not destroyed it. It is clear that it was much more entrenched and had relationships with many more organizations than I think people generally recognize.
In fact, terrorism experts continue to struggle with their understanding of what Al-Qaeda was and is today. Perhaps, some suggest, Al-Qaeda was broader and deeper before 9/11 than generally believed. Certainly, it has been forced to decentralize its command structure and its communications. But, says Brian Jenkins, there is no solid picture today of how this organization and its like-minded groups around the world function.
Here's a mistake I think we tend to make. We cannot impose upon the global jihad the kind of order of battle wiring diagram that we could if we were dealing with a more conventional opponent.
Terrorism experts inside and outside of government generally agree that Al-Qaeda does not now have the operational capability to carry out a spectacular attack like that of September 11th in the United States. But Daniel Byman, a terrorism specialist at the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, suggests that might not matter.
As the Madrid attack showed, I could certainly see Al-Qaeda doing very lethal attacks in the United States. It would be harder for them to do attacks that were as sophisticated and as coordinated as the September 11th attacks, but a whole variety of simpler attacks that required less planning, I think, is still plausible, unfortunately.
When the conflicts in Israel and Iraq are factored in, it does seem like bombs are exploding almost daily around the world, as if the Intifada has become global. Brian Jenkins argues that the ongoing war in Iraq has been a big plus for what he calls the global jihad.
My view is that if we were looking at the world from the perspective of the jihadists, we would see the American occupation of Iraq as a gift from Allah.
Now, terrorism experts fear that Al-Qaeda and its supporters may have decided to pursue a strategy of many Madrids rather than more 9/11s. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.